Good evening. I have a question tonight. Is the statement in Hebrews 13:8 true? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, let's break the verse down and look at it in three parts. Number one, who is Jesus Christ? Number two, what was he like yesterday? And number three, what is he like today? Part one. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So who is Jesus Christ? If this were a basic class on theology, I could talk for hours on this question alone, but since it isn't, I won't. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is of the Godhead, which many refer to as the Trinity, as they try to apply man's limited understanding to the threefold nature of God. Now, the word Trinity does not appear in any translation of the Bible, as far as I know, but the word Godhead does. In John 1, verses 1 and 14, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." The Apostle Paul describes Jesus Christ as being of the Godhead very succinctly in Colossians 2, verse 9. "For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." So, not so much who is Jesus Christ, but what is he? No, he is deity in the form of a man. He is God. Is he unchanging throughout time? Let's look at yesterday through the Old Testament, part two. We're not under the law of the Old Testament, but Romans 15:4 points out that whatever things were written before were written for our learning. And with that in mind, let us see what we can learn from 2 Chronicles 7:14 about the nature of God yesterday. We read in 2 Chronicles 7:12 that the Lord appeared to King Solomon and said to him in verse 14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." If you look at it, this is a very simple if-then covenant from God. God says to King Solomon, "If my people humble themselves, if my people pray, if my people seek my face, if my people turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sin. Then I will heal their land." Yesterday, God said if man obeys him, then God will protect and provide. Now that brings us to today, part three. Remember, the author of Hebrews 13:8 wrote, "Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever," nearly 2,000 years ago in the first century. For the purpose of this passage, we must consider the first century to be the time frame referred to as today. Recalling the if-then scenario of 2 Chronicles 7:14, let us read Hebrews 11:16. Hebrews 11:16. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." If mankind has faith, and if he believes by diligently seeking him, then God will reward. If, then. The conditions and benefits of God's grace remain the same from Old Testament days, yesterday, right through the first century. But what about modern day today? The inspired writer of Hebrews covered that point by finishing Hebrews 13:8 with the word forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, Jude found it necessary to write to the saints, exhorting them to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. He wrote that in verse 3 of the book Jude. The phrase "once for all" describes the faith as being of perpetual validity. not requiring repetition. This definition is according to Strong's Greek Dictionary of the New Testament. Perpetual validity. That's unchanging. And so, Jesus remains the same as yesterday, first century today, modern day today, and forever. It is true then. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, just as Hebrews 13:8 points out. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is of the Godhead. He is eternal and unchanging. Since the first century, we have had his word, the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. It was written down so that all who diligently seek him, all who study, all who live by his word, all who obey the gospel of Christ and follow God's plan of salvation described the same way in the Bible yesterday, today, and forever. All have the same opportunities for salvation in Christ. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name among heaven given among men by which we must be saved. As the Apostle Peter told the rulers and elders of Israel way back then in Acts 4:12 in the first century. And 2 Peter 1:3 tells us, his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Peter tells us that we now have all the information we need for eternal life and how to live in a godly manner in the present world. When we hear the gospel message that Christ died, was buried, and rose on the third day according to the scripture, then we must believe that it is true, because without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Remember that from Hebrews 11, verse 6. A coming to God means repenting of your old sinful ways and willingly changing them for a better way, the godly way. Having faith means confessing your belief. Jesus is the Son of God, and he died on the cross so that we can take the steps he requires of us in order to have our sins washed away in baptism. Be faithful unto death, and he will give you the crown of life. We read that in the final book of the Bible, Revelation 2, verse 10. If you're ready to come to God by obeying the gospel, or if you've strayed off his path and need help returning to the way, Jesus invites you to make your needs known to us through the instructions that will be shortly on the screen as we all sing a song of invitation.